I'm not sure about you, but I know I enjoyed that good singing this morning. Take your Bible and turn to the book of Jude, right before the book of the Revelation, the last book of your Bible. Jude, just one chapter. We'll look at one verse this morning that we have kind of visited several times so far this year. And I thought I was through preaching on our theme for the year, and that's building up yourselves. And the Lord gave me a thought yesterday. Well, kind of used my wife to do it. And anyway, them wives can come up with a good sermon every now and then, even when they don't know that's what they're doing. Amen? Several weeks ago, or maybe it was even back in January, I preached a message entitled, "Let's Do This." That's the theme at Home Depot, am I right? It shows the husband and the wife at home, and they're looking at the kitchen, and the kitchen's run down, and the cabinets are dated, and the countertops are dated, and the faucets are leaking, and the wife says, "Hey, let's remodel the kitchen." So they go to Home Depot, and they get new cabinets and new countertops, and they get new faucets and new floor, and they put every bit of that in a 5-gallon bucket. Yeah. Amen. And they bring that thing home, and they work on that project. Our theme verse for this year is Jude, verse number 20, where the Bible said, "But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." Building up yourselves. This morning, I want to preach this thought. Let's do this too. Let's do this too, or part number two, or message number two. Let's do this. Every one of us, if we sit and think about it, we've got a project in our lives that needs work on. The only problem is you can't get a fix for it at the Home Depot. Amen. Every one of us got relationship problems, sin problems, depression problems, money problems, family problems, you name it. If we were to sit down today and be honest, and I could counsel every one of you individually. By the way, that's just a, let's not do that. But if I could counsel every one of you individually and say, "Tell me all your problems," I doubt anybody would sit in my office and say, "I don't have one." Yeah. Well, lying, that's one. Yeah. Amen. I don't know about you. I got problems. I got projects. I'm talking about me. I am a project. Amen. I come home from Florida. Thanks for praying for us, by the way. We had a good trip. But I come home from Florida, and evidently my wife had a lot of time on her hands while I was gone. She had enough time to make a list of what she wanted me to do. Amen. Some people have a honey-do list. I have a honey-do-or-die list. Amen. I'm just kidding. She's not really that mean all the time. But I did come home and have a list of projects and things that I needed to take care of. And I thought about, as at Home Depot, and of course, when you got stuff to do, that's where you got to go. And I was at Home Depot, and I began to think about this thing. And I want to preach to you this simple thought this morning on working on a project in your life. Working on a project in your life. I got home. We have a hot tub on our deck, and that's not an invitation. I'm just a statement. We have a hot tub on our deck on the back porch, and my wife's got a little bit short legs, and she wants a set of steps built on that beside that in front of that hot tub. So that was project number one. Project number two, she wanted handrails on the back porch. My back porch is probably about, I got two. I got a back porch that's covered in a lower deck, and that upper deck is probably about this high from that bottom deck. And we built the house, Brother William, 2001. So that's 14 years ago we built that house. And for 14 years, my wife has been saying, "We need a rail on that deck." And we sit on the back porch and we think, that's what we do. We sit on the back porch and drink coffee and dream about what we're going to do. Somebody help me right there. One of these days I want this. One of these days. For 14 years we have sat on that back porch and talked about the rail on the back porch. And then 7-8 years ago, grandbaby number one comes along. She gets serious about the rail on the back porch. So for 8 years, we've been serious about the rail on the back porch while drinking coffee. The subject never comes up when we're in the living room. I've got an idea. Let's stay off the back porch. So now we've got steps to build, and now we've got a handrail to build. Should I go on? The list goes. Home Depot don't have enough stuff for everything she wants done. But I got home on Friday, and I began to make a list, and the Lord began to deal with me about this message of working on different projects in your life. Number one, you've got to assess the situation. Let me say it again. I got to get rid of this cough drop. Y'all forgive me. It's going to land on about the third pew in here in a minute if I don't. You've got to assess your situation. You've got to look at your individual problem. I didn't say assess my situation. I didn't say assess my problem, my fault or my failure. I said we must assess our own. Building up who? Yourselves. I'm responsible for me. And you are responsible for you. Now everybody's saying amen, but you act a whole lot different. When it comes to Facebook, you think you're responsible for everybody. Well, bless God, I'm just going to straighten out the world. You have straightened out nothing. You can't handle yourself, let alone somebody else. Our problem is, I want to assess James's problem. There's not enough time in the day to assess James's problem. I want to assess Brother Freddie's problem. I don't have a bit of problem telling you what's wrong with him. Neither does Shelly. She'll tell you. I don't have a bit of problem telling you what's wrong with Jason Bice. I could just start at the top of his head. He's bald. He's overweight. He needs to exercise. He needs to tithe more. I mean, I could just go on and on and on about Jason's problem. And you know what? I don't feel nothing about that. I don't have a problem. And you don't have a problem assessing somebody else's stuff, do you? Let's see. How about this? Well, I tell you what, if that was my wife. Well, I'll tell you what, it ain't. I guarantee you if that was my kid. Well, I guarantee you it ain't. Amen. We would do well to mind our own business. You know what they always say about the plumber? He's got the worst plumbing than anybody around. The mechanic's got the worst running car. The electrician's got the worst electricity. Somebody help me right there. You know why? They're busy fixing everybody else's. So when they stay out there plumbing all day long, they don't want to come home and work on their own. That's right. Now, we living in a world full of busybodies who spend all their time focusing on what's wrong with everybody else that they ain't got time to figure out what's wrong with them. Before I could begin my project, I had to take some measurements. Are y'all listening? That set of steps was 3 steps high and 4 foot wide. I had to do some figuring on what I needed. Are you listening? And by the way, Brother Freddie, you'd be proud of me. You know how much scrap I had? 0. I'm measuring, I'm figuring how many boards I need. My wife don't want real wood. She wants that high dollar wood made out of melted down milk jugs. Don't make sense to me, Brother William. Why come that stuff costs more than real wood and it's recycled milk jugs? So I'm figuring I got 3 steps. My wife helped me on this. I got 3 steps, 4 foot wide. And then I got the little face part on each step covering up so you can't see up under them. So I figured it up. 3 to 8 is what? 24. And then 3 to 4 is what? 12. So I needed how many 12-foot boards? 3. How about that? Here's where I needed some help. I thought I needed 3 little step stringers. I called Brother Freddy, because Brother Freddy, this is what he does. I said, Brother Freddy, how many stringers do I need for a 4-foot set of steps? He said, 4. Well, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, I think 3 will do. I don't see why you need 4 when you just put 1 on each end, 1 in the middle. Don't make no sense to me why you got to have 4. But you know what? It doesn't matter what makes sense to me. It matters what somebody who does this every day for a living, he knows what will work and what will not work. So you know what I did? I bought 3. No kidding. I bought 4. I did exactly what the carpenter said to do. But here's our problem. We assess our situation and say, preacher, I got this and I got that and this is wrong and that's wrong. Well, here's what you need to do. Well, I don't see no sense in that. Well, why did you ask? I had a young couple come in my office one time years ago and they said, Brother Eddie, we want to get married. What do you think? I said, no. I said, if you marry her, you're crazy. And if you marry him, you're crazier. Yeah, but we done set a date. Oh, why are you in my office? Y'all all right? And by the way, it didn't work. It didn't last. We ask advice sometimes just because we like to get a little attention. Amen. When we assess our situation, don't be afraid to take the solution when somebody offers it. Amen. If me or one of these other guys get up here and say, hey, you want your life to be better? Confess your sin, get right with God. Hey, if you're not saved, get saved before you die and go to hell. Why don't you take the advice that somebody's handing you? We've got our spring revival coming up in April. Going to be different than anything we ever done. We're having a marriage revival. I didn't get enough amens right there. We're having a marriage revival. I got a preacher coming from Florida going to tell you men how to love your wives. Going to tell you wives how to love your husband. There's far too much divorce going on in our country. And there's way too much divorce going on in our churches. What the problem is, everybody wants to turn and look this way. Let's don't just, look, I got the answer. Let's don't go on the back porch. If you don't let them grandbabies outside, they won't fall. Let's watch Bonanza. Y'all all right? That's our attitude toward our lives, toward ourselves. If we don't look at it, it'll go away. No, it will not go away. And by the way, it won't get smaller, it'll get bigger. If whatever that project or whatever that, listen, if my roof doesn't be replaced soon, my house is going to rot out from under me. A roof is not all I'm going to need. I started out with a leaky roof, but a leaky roof will wind up, I mean, all the way rotten to your foundation. Am I right about it? And that's the way most people's lives are. They started out with a leaky roof, but they've let that thing leak and leak and leak and leak and leak till relationships are shot, child-parent relationships are shot. Hey, you need to assess your situation now. You're going to take some measurements. You say, how do I measure my life? Well, I've got the rule right here. Somebody tell me, I think I'm doing all right. How you line up right here? Yeah. Our problem is I want to compare myself to Brother Bob. Yeah. Brother Bob wants to compare himself to Brother Greg. Yeah. Uh-huh. Are you listening? Yeah. Brother William wants to compare himself to me. He wants to say to Jennifer, well, at least I ain't like Brother Eddie. She say, William, you need to straighten up. Well, at least I ain't like the preacher. I want to measure myself up beside somebody I can measure up beside. You know what? You know what I'm going to do? If I'm going to measure myself up to somebody, I'm going to measure myself up to Chris Smith. Because I'm about 4.5 feet taller than he is. Amen. He used to work for the circus. Are y'all listening? I'm going to find somebody that's shorter than I am. I'm going to find somebody that's uglier than I am. Compare myself to James. Amen. I'm after you this morning, buddy. That's the way we do. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Why don't I find somebody better than me to compare myself to? To see how I really measure up. Let's see. There's this guy. Comes on the scene in the book of Matthew. His name's Jesus. Let me compare myself to him. We need work. We need work. Assess your situation. Take the Word of God and the Spirit of God and take some measurements in your life. Let me ask you a question. How's your marriage? Could it be better? How's your relationship with your children? Could it be better? Does your child spend more time behind a closed door in their room than they do with you? You don't have to say amen. It's all right. They spend more time doing this. How's your relationship with your children? When's the last time you had a real conversation with them? How's your relationship with Jesus Christ? When's the last time you had a real conversation with Him? Y'all don't die on me. I'm saying assess your situation. Figure up what you need in your life. I needed 12-foot boards to make them step. I needed some certain kind of screws. I needed 4 step stringers. I had to figure up everything I needed to get that job done. Are you listening? I had to figure up what I needed. We've got to figure out what we need in our life. If there's a problem at home, Sister Angie and I ain't speaking, whatever the right word is. I got to figure out what's wrong. Usually when I ask, it's nothing. Can I get a witness right there? You bunch of sissies, say amen. What's the matter, baby? Nothing. And nothing just gets more pronounced as you go. All of a sudden, the cabinet doors are closing very harshly. She don't have to say a word. Wham, bam, bing, bang, bam. Good night. Boy, I'm in trouble. What's the matter, baby? Nothing. Oh, that's almost a divorce, nothing. And I'm going to needle till I find out what it is. I'm already saying, well, I'm sorry. And I really am. I'm sorry she's mad. That has a harsh effect on the smooching. If something's wrong in a relationship, we got to find out what it is. And here's usually my answer at the end. You know exactly why I'm mad. Yeah, that's why I've been asking for 3.5 hours. Truth is, sometimes I do know. But I don't want to say it just in case it's something else. Somebody help me right there. If something's wrong in the marriage, we got to find out what's wrong before we can fix it. Assess your situation. Check it out. Look into it. Quit. Hey, you're going to have to get on the back porch to see the problem. To know there ain't no handrail and the grandbaby can fall 4 foot and kill itself. If it can't handle a 4 foot fall, it needs to toughen up. Amen. 4 foot, that ain't far, man. Go to where the problem is and let's look at it. Okay, here's the problem. What do we need to fix it? Assess your situation. Number two. I said number one, assess your situation. Number two, acquire what's needed to fix it. Can it be that simple? It's that simple. Acquire what's needed to fix the problem or to complete the project. Now, I figured up yesterday, I got to have 3 12-foot boards. I got to have a box of screws. I got to have some step stringers. Before I left the house, I made sure I had all my right tools. I'm going to need a claw hammer. I'm going to need a drill with a hot battery. Are y'all listening? I'm going to need a skill saw with a good blade. Made sure I had everything I needed at the house first. Amen. You'll make sure you got the right tools. You got a King James Bible? Amen. Hey, let me say it again. Have you got a King James Bible? You say, well, I got this other one because it's easier to read. That's like the difference in having a Walmart screwdriver and a Craftsman. Y'all all right? I noticed yesterday, I was sawing them boards. And my saw, Brother William, you might have to help me here and diagnose the situation. But that saw, you know how when you cut it off, it goes, and winds down? Mine started going, does that mean it's burning up? It's the cheapest saw they sell. Amen. If I'd have got a Makita to start with, or some kind of good saw, instead of a little Walmart Black & Decker saw, it might last a little while. Amen. You might as well make sure you got good tools. Amen. I'm a tool freak. I mean, even if I don't use them, I want the best ones they got. Amen. I went and bought a blower for the yard last year, one of them you put on your back. And I bought one heavier than I am. Amen. I can blow birds out of the air. Whew. I ain't lying, man. You need your house pressure blowed, I can handle it. Amen. Make sure you got the right tools. Wait, we need to assess the situation, but then we need to acquire what we need to get the job done. Hey, make sure you got the right Bible. Make sure you're praying to the right God. His name ain't Allah. His name ain't Muhammad. His name ain't Confucius. His name ain't Buddha. His name is Jesus Christ. A lot of people have a problem with that. Not me. Acquire. Make sure you got the right stuff. Now, I've made my list. I got it right there on the 3x5 cart. Everything I need from Home Depot. My problem is I have to make a list because if I don't, I'll come out of there with a whole bunch of other stuff. I don't know why we needed that new lawnmower to build them steps. Amen. Now, listen. I got my list. I'm going somewhere. Let's see, where am I going? Let's go to Walmart and get these 12-foot boards and these screws and these step stringers. Wrong place. If I need laundry detergent, that might be the place to go. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Oh, QT. If I need a good cup of coffee or gas in my truck, that might be the place to go. If I'm going to acquire what I need, I better go where they have what I need. Now, here's our problem in America. Everybody's going to the wrong store to get what they need to fix their life. I got a marital problem. I know what I'll do. I'll watch Dr. Phil. Me and my husband ain't getting along. I'll see what Oprah has to say. That heifer ain't even married. How's somebody that ain't been married going to help you with your marriage? Y'all don't die on me now. You got to go to the right place. I can't get lumber at the Walmart. I got to go where they got lumber. I can't get spiritual help at a non-spiritual store. Amen. Now we got superstores opening up. I'm talking about spiritual superstores. They've got it all. Every flavor. Doesn't matter what you believe, long as you come. Put your money in that plate. That's all that really matters. And that you're happy. Are we okay? There ain't many preachers left in America, men, look at me, that would look you eyeball to eyeball and tell you if you cheat on your wife, you need your rear end whipped. I don't know why I'm on marriage so much this morning. It ain't in my notes. You trust me, they ain't the 3 or 4 words wrote on them notes. I'm going to say it again. Some of y'all look like you bristled up a little bit. If you're unfaithful to your spouse, you need a beating. And Brother Jason would be glad to do it. And I'll stand back there and cheer. Hit him again. We got to go to the right store. We want to get spiritual help for our lives. Let's make sure we're in the right place. Let's make sure we're in a place where that book is preached. Where that book is taught. Where it's the right kind of singing. Amen. We ain't coming up here and pumping it up. Y'all listen to me? Ain't happening. I got to go to the right place. I got to go to Home Depot where they got wood. Or fake wood. Made out of milk jugs. I got to go to Home Depot where they got the right kind of screw. I got to go to Home Depot where they got them pre-cut step stringers. Hallelujah for pre-cut step stringers. Hadn't it been for that, I'd have had to do more than call Brother Freddy. I'd have had to say, come cut this. One line with a saw is about all I can handle. Straight. And I'd do good to do that. Set of steps would have took him 45 minutes to build, took me 2 days. But they look good. Now listen, every little detail is important. Whether a building project in your home or a building project in your life. I got in the truck and I'd never used those kind of screws. They're called deck screws, deck mate, something like that. Somebody help me, is that right? Well, I got to putting everything in the truck and I looked in that box and it didn't dawn on me, Brother William. Them screws ain't Phillips heads. What do you call that? Star head. I looked at them screws and I thought, I ain't got nothing to do that with. So I got that box of screws and I marched myself right back in the store. I said, ma'am, I need a hickey for this. My hickey don't fit that. I got to have something that fits this screw. She said, sir, it's in the box. I said, are you sure? It's a long way from Bella Rigger to my house. I opened that baby right there. And I said, yep, you're right, there it is. Now listen. Y'all probably can't even see that from the back row. But that little bitty thing would have halted the entire project. That little bitty thing would have stopped the whole show. Well, that's just small and insignificant. It doesn't really matter. Build that deck without it. Build them steps without it. It's like putting a square peg in a round hole. Don't work. That little bitty thing made all the difference. I'm glad I made sure I left with it. That would have been an extra trip back to Home Depot. Yeah. I eavesdropped on Brother Freddie's Sunday school lesson this morning. I'm going to use a little portion of it. We're talking about how little things don't matter. How the details don't matter. Brother Freddie said, one piece of fruit. One piece of fruit. Yeah. Not a joint. Not a drug. Not alcohol. One piece of fruit. We can argue whether it was an apple, orange, grape. I don't know what it was. It was fruit. One piece of fruit. Sin entered the entire world. The entire human race, the entire planet was cursed from one piece of fruit. Lord of mercy, I've ate fruit in the grocery store. Back before I say. You put them grapes in the buggy, you can't help it. They weigh a lot less time I get to the register, amen. One piece of fruit. Don't tell me one little thing doesn't matter. It's just small. It's just insignificant. Yeah, but we don't build steps without it. Are we all right? We've got to assess our situation. We've got to acquire what we need. I can tell you what you need. I'm black in the face. But till you realize what you need, ain't gonna do you a bit of good. Brother Freddie can tell me, you need to put a new roof on that house. And he's told me over and over and over and over and over and over. I know. I need about $12,000. And we can put a roof on the house. He can tell me what I need, but till I realize it, till I come to the realization, hey, something's got to be done. Something's got to be done. I stand up here and preach to you and preach to you and preach to you and preach to you. Brother Jason, stand up here on Friday night and preach to them, are you? And preach and preach and preach and preach and preach and preach. But until it gets inside your head and you realize what you need, it'll never happen. I can preach on hell 7 Sundays in a row, but till you realize you're lost, you're never going to get saved. Amen. As long as I'm sitting around looking at everybody else's marriage, I'm never going to see what's wrong in mine. As long as I'm sitting around inspecting everybody else's life, I'm never going to find out what's wrong in mine. Amen? We've got to assess our situation. We've got to acquire what we need to fix our situation. Then lastly, and I'm done, then there's some assembly. There's some assembly. Now, I come home, back my truck in the driveway, like a macho man, throwed all 3 of them 12-foot boards on my shoulder, which don't make sense. Plastic is heavier than wood. I didn't realize it. It is. It's heavy. I carried them 3 12-foot boards and flopped them on the back deck. I went back, and I got them 4-step stringers, and I got that box of screws with the right hickey in it. And I went up there and I set every bit of that on that deck. And I said, there it is. There's your steps. You think she'd have been pleased with that? Why not? That's everything. Everything. No scrap left. There it is. That's it. There's your steps. Not enough, is it? We've got to learn to do something with what we have. Amen. It's not enough that you come to church and by the way, it's where it was when you left the house last Sunday. Right. Yeah. Anybody seen my Bible? Yeah, it's where you put it when you come home from church last time. Yeah. Well. We got the right Bible under our arm. Well, we put on our Sunday best. We got a smile on our face. Yeah. You just a pile of material. You okay? You're just a pile of material. That's all you are. We got to build up ourselves. We've got to start putting the pieces together. I've got to start measuring. Okay, I need all these boards 4 foot long. I've got to start measuring. I got to start marking. And I got to start cutting. It's time some of us started measuring. It's time some of us started marking. That's where it's got to be cut, right there. Amen. And it's time some of us started cutting. Amen. Let's see, that needs to go. Yeah. This needs to be added. Yeah. That's good. Are we all right? Amen. In this church, over the years, you've been given everything you needed to live a successful Christian life. There is no excuse for anybody to go through a divorce ever again in this church. There is no excuse for anybody to have a significant sin problem that lasts for any amount of time. Let's put it that way. Because you've been told and you've been taught the truth of the Word of God. The material is laying there. And by the way, if you don't have the material, boy, have you missed it. Amen. Some of the best preaching I've ever heard. I'm not talking about me. Some of the best preaching I've ever heard in my life has been behind this pulpit right here. Amen. Revival meetings, youth rallies, camp meetings. My goodness. I could start naming you message after message after message after message that changed my life. Amen. You've been given the material. It's laying there. 14 years ago, 2001, me and these guys right here built my house. while I was ordering the material from, what was that lumber company you worked for? Leeds Lumber Company. While we were ordering that material to build my house, I had in my mind, I even had the spot cleared out to build my barn. So while I'm ordering that material, you know what I ordered? I ordered the poles for my pole barn. 6x6s, 14 foot long, or 12 foot long, something like that. Brother William came over to the house the other day and talked about putting a roof over my lower back deck. And he's figuring material, and he said, we'll have to have some posts to go out here. And I said, I got some. They 14 years old. And they're still laying where they was the day we unloaded them. Never built the barn. Had the material. Even had the trusses for the roof. And they lay there and rotted. You remember? Had everything I needed to get the job done. Just didn't have the gumption or the want to bad enough to get out there and do it. My wife said, it's amazing what you can do when you want to do it. She's been begging for a handrail for 14 years. I built an entire pasture in a day. We've got what we need. Assess your situation, acquire the material you need, and then start assembling. Start assembling. You know what I did last night? Now, y'all forgive me, I'm going to be a little arrogant. I sat down on my back porch, Brother William, and I looked down there at them steps, and I said, that's a good-looking set of steps. That junk at the hot tub store, two little plastic steps, they want $200 for them things. That's nice. I can do better than that. Mine weigh 400 pounds, but boy, they look good. That's a good-looking set of steps. You know what I was? I know it's a sin, but I was proud of myself. I'm no carpenter. Don't say a word. I am no carpenter. I build a doghouse, and the dog goes, I ain't going in there. You put the cat in there, I ain't about to. I looked them steps, and I thought, you know what? There was pleasure in what I'd done. When I realized I figured it right, and I cut it right, Brother Freddie told me something I'll never forget when we was building my house. He said, measure twice, cut once. I've never forgotten that. I've never forgotten that. Measure twice, cut once. And that's what I did. 4 foot, mark it. Yep, it's 4 foot. Yeah. Not one mistake made. Sturdy. Looks nice. I thought, wow, you did a good job. Feels good when you get something done, don't it? Feels good when you accomplish something in your life. Brother Carl sat up there this morning and testified 2 years ago he's homeless. Look at him this morning. That's something you can be thankful for. Amen. Thankful's a little better than pride. Amen. Pride's a sin. Hey, that's something you can be thankful for. You say, boy, Happy Valley did that. No. Jesus Christ did that. He assessed his situation. I ain't got a roof over my head. He came to a place and acquired what he needed. I need Jesus. Then he started putting them pieces together. There he is, suit and tie, singing in the choir, giving glory to God. And now his family loves him. Ain't God good? Let's do this. Two. Let's do this. Find that thing in your life that you've been putting off and putting off and putting off and putting off and say, I'm going to work on that right now this morning. I'm going to grab my wife I ain't getting along with by the hand, and we're going to get this thing straightened out this morning. We may not fix our marriage in 5 minutes in the altar, but we can start. I may not fix my relationship with my child in 5 minutes in the altar, but I can get them by the hand and we can make a start. I'll tell you what you can fix in 5 minutes in the altar, and that's your lost condition. If you're here this morning, you're not saved, I'm telling you 10 minutes from now, you can walk out of here knowing heaven is your home. You're in the right place. We've got the right material. Let's build it. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Brother Todd, y'all come and get us a song if you would. Miss Elizabeth, I don't know where you're at, but if you'll come. Brother BJ was testifying a few minutes ago before I started preaching. And he made a statement while he was testifying. He said, in a little bit, we're going to have an invitation. And that's what this is. This is a time when the Holy Spirit invites you to come to Him. Jesus said, any that come to Him, He'd in no wise cast them out. He said, for whosoever will. Hey, you ain't got to be religious. You didn't have to come from a certain background. Doesn't matter who you are or where you are. The Lord loves you. And He'll save your soul right here this morning. If you're a Christian and you got an area in your life, whatever area that might be, that's between you and God. Maybe it is marriage. I don't know. Whatever it is, why don't you come start working on it this morning? Why don't you come tell the Lord, Lord, this is a mess and I need help. And let Him help you. Let's bow our heads all over the house. Nobody looking around, heads bowed and eyes closed. I wonder how many of you saved, washed in the blood, going to heaven when you die, but you say, preacher, I got a project. I got an area that needs some help. Please pray for me. Hands all over this building. Thank you for being honest this morning. How about this? Preacher, I'm not sure if I died right now, heaven would be my home. I couldn't promise you if you had to preach my funeral tomorrow that I'd be in heaven. I don't know. I don't know if I died today, which way I'd go. Please pray for me. I need to get that settled in my heart. I won't come to you. I won't embarrass you. Just want to pray for you. Preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. Would you slip up your hand? Anybody? Preacher, I'm not sure. God bless you, buddy. I see your hand. Anybody else? Preacher, pray for me. I don't want to die and go to hell. If I can get that settled, I'd like to know in my heart that heaven would be my home. Please pray for me. Just put your hand up and put it right back down. Anybody else? We're in no hurry this morning. Preacher, pray for me. How about it? Thank you this morning. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you this morning in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for a good day. Lord, thank you for a good time in your house, Lord, to be with your people. I have surely enjoyed myself today, God. Thank you for showing up, letting us feel your presence one more time. Lord, you saw every hand that was raised. You know every heart. Father, I pray you just have your way in this altar call. Don't let anyone leave with something undone this morning. Lord, don't let anybody leave lost here today. Lord God, I pray, Father, that you'd give some of our men the gumption, Lord, to grab their little wife by the hand and say, come on, baby, let's pray. Lord, give us men strength, Lord, to lead our homes and our lives in an order that would be pleasing to you. Father, again, have your way. We'll thank you. We'll praise you, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.